Question 19. Please explain more about the four veils and the secret place of the Most High God. Answer. The veils that Ronnie walked through are a picture of the tabernacle of Moses and the temples in Jerusalem. In the Bible, a veil in the tabernacle or temple was a curtain that covered or concealed whatever was behind it. Of all the research that I did to answer this question, the most thorough and easiest to understand information was from a DVD teaching by Perry Stone entitled Breath of the Holies, Secrets of Moses' Tabernacle. If you want to learn the meaning behind every single item of the tabernacle and the parallels to Christ in our Christian walk, I recommend this 2-hour DVD. Most of the following information was gleaned from that teaching. God wanted to dwell with his people during their wilderness journey from Egypt, so he gave Moses instructions for building a movable tabernacle. The revelation that God gave Moses of the tabernacle and the furniture therein was a pattern of those same things in heaven. The tabernacle was divided into three sections: the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. We will call the holy place the inner court to prevent confusion between the holy place and the holy of holies. So we have the outer court, inner court, and holy of holies. There were veils or curtains separating each area. A blue curtain was hung at the gate or the entrance to the tabernacle. Once you entered through that curtain, you were in the outer court. Veils of purple and scarlet separated the outer court from the inner court and the inner court from the Holy of Holies. The light in the outer court comes from natural sunlight. This outer court contains the brass altar and the brass laver. The outer court is where you pray to accept Christ and are baptized in water. The outer court represents the flesh. When you are in the outer court, you have a veil in your mind that keeps you from understanding the deeper blessings and revelations of God. You do not understand why people praise God or why they lift their hands in worship. You do not understand the importance of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You cannot grow in the Lord if you remain in the outer court. You must pass through the other veils by separating your carnal man from your spiritual man. You must renew and transform your mind to the mind of Christ if you hope to receive everything God has for you. When you pass through the veil separating the outer court from the inner court, you are in the area with the candlestick, the table of showbread, and the golden altar of incense. The light in the inner court is no longer natural sunlight. It is the light of Jesus himself, represented by the golden candlestick, or menorah. The showbread is the manna, that is, the bread of his word. Your soul receives illumination through the light of Christ and by feasting on his word. The altar of incense is where you offer up to God your sacrifice of praise, worship, and prayer from the heart. This is where you learn to deal with your flesh through sanctification. The inner court is the place where you are set apart. The third veil that leads into the Holy of Holies is the veil that keeps you from receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is the strongest veil to pierce. Once you pass through this veil and enter the Holy of Holies, you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit baptism. You receive the anointing of God to understand the deeper things of God. The only light in the Holy of Holies was the light from the glory and presence of God himself. The breath of God was in this place, making the Holy Spirit the breath of the Holy of Holies. The Ark of the Covenant was the only piece of furniture in the Holy of Holies. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, animals were sacrificed to atone for the sins of the Israelites. The high priest entered behind the veil and went into the Holy of Holies, where he sprinkled the blood 7 times upon the mercy seat of the ark. God came down once a year on this day and communed directly with the priest. If the priest had sin in his life, he would drop dead in the presence of God, because the darkness of sin cannot exist in the presence of God's pure light. In Herod's temple, there were 2 veils partitioning this area instead of one. The veils were placed a cubit apart, and the priest had to diagonally lift the curtain at the south end, walk between the curtains to the north end, and lift that curtain diagonally to enter. In Moses' tabernacle, there was only one curtain. However, covering the roof of the Holy of Holies were three animal skins placed in layers. The priest could stand in the Holy of Holies and look up at the ceiling to see the white goat skin veil stretched across the top. White represented righteousness. On the other side of the white skin was ram skin dyed red, representing the blood of the sacrifice that washed away the sins. The third layer, or the skin on the other side of the red ram skin, was badger skin or seal skin. Some teach that the skin created a black covering. This represented the sins of the people. The picture is that above the Holy of Holies were three coverings, each representing something different: sin, the blood of the sacrifice, and atonement for sins. The cloth representing the blood of the sacrifice was laid between the sins and the atonement. Because of the atonement, the only covering visible from the Holy of Holies was the white covering of righteousness. The four colors of the veils also have meaning. Blue represents heaven and Jesus, who came down from heaven to dwell among us. Purple represents the royalty of Jesus, who is not only our high priest, but our King of kings and Lord of lords. Scarlet represents his blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. White represents Jesus as the righteous and sinless Son of Man, whose sacrifice allows us to be the righteousness of Christ as we have our sins forgiven. Getting past the first veil requires moving past what your flesh wants and what your mind thinks. In order to go past all four veils, you must get away from religious tradition and allow illumination and light to come from God's Word alone. Pray. Praise and worship God. Feed off His Word and pray for understanding. You must move from the natural man to the supernatural, from the outer court to the inner court to the Holy of Holies, if you want to grow in your relationship with the Lord. When Jesus was crucified, the veil was torn, and all believers can come boldly before God's throne of grace. We no longer need a human priest to atone for our sins, because Jesus became our high priest when he died as the sin sacrifice. We have been made holy through his sacrifice. Now that we are the temple that carries the Spirit of God, we must keep our temple cleansed and sanctified. Once you move into the Holy of Holies, you move into the realm of supernatural revelation and knowledge from God. The anointing will teach you all things, and the glory of God will transform your life. Let the desire of your heart be to have your soul transformed by the glory and power of God. From the Holy of Holies, if you want to enter behind the fourth veil to the secret place of the Most High God, you simply go up higher. When you pierce the white veil of righteousness, you will be in a place where the enemy cannot touch you. This is the place where you receive direct wisdom, communication, and protection from God Himself. In the Holy of Holies, you are already in the presence of God. When you go up higher, you enter the secret place of Psalm 91. In Psalm 91 are four names of God. One, the Most High, or El Elyon, which means the lofty or elevated one, the Lord Most High. Two, Almighty, or El Shaddai, which means the one who nourishes, all-sufficient for all needs. Three, the Lord, or Jehovah, which is the sacred name for God found throughout the Hebrew Scriptures. It is the word that means, I am that I am. Four, my God, or Elohim, which means supreme ruler, eternal creator, the preserver, mighty and strong. In the secret place, you are in the shadow of the Lord Most High, the sacred creator and supreme ruler of the entire universe, the God who is mighty and strong and sufficient for all your needs. When you dwell in the secret place, he covers you and takes you under his wings. In the secret place, he gives you power to go into any battle and come out victorious. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God is where you truly are an overcomer.